Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back with another video. Again, I'm sorry if there's any audio issues. My microphone is not working exactly as it should, so if there's anything later in this video where it breaks up or is crackly, please bear with it. But anyway, in this video I want to talk about a dumb false doctrine which I keep seeing promoted on the internet. Even people are promoting it on my channel in the comments section. I keep seeing people commenting things about this and saying that a certain thing is a sin which is not taught in the Bible. And that is this idea of miscegenation, which is another term for basically people of two different races marrying and producing children with each other. Okay, so there's these people out there. Most of them are these like racist, nationalist, neo-Nazi type people who are against the idea of two people of different colors marrying each other. And they say that that's a sin, and they try to use the Bible to teach that. But as I'm going to show you in this video, that's not a biblical doctrine at all, and this practice of what they would call miscegenation is not a sin. It's not something that's wrong, and this doctrine is never taught in the Word of God, ever. So first of all, I want to define what sin is, because the Bible tells us what sin is. In 1 John Chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." And the Bible also says, "To him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin, and whatsoever is not of faith is sin." So that's what sin is. It's basically when you break God's commandments, or don't do something that God wants you to do, or don't do something of faith. That's what sin is. That's what the Bible says sin is. So if this idea of race mixing, as they say, is a sin, then why is there no commandment in the Bible ever forbidding it? Why is there no scripture ever saying that it's wrong? Okay, and they'll try to use scriptures, they will try to twist scriptures to teach it, but I'm going to refute that doctrine today in this video. One of these scriptures which they'll go to try to teach this doctrine is Genesis chapter 9, where Noah puts a curse on Canaan. Now, let's read this passage, because they will misinterpret it that he's cursing Ham and all of the descendants of Ham, but that is not true if you actually read the passage. It says in Genesis chapter 9, verses 24 to 26, "And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Okay, so both of the times when he gives this curse, he says Canaan, okay, the son of Ham. He's not cursing the other sons of Ham. He's not cursing Mizraim. He's not cursing Phut. He's not cursing Cush. He's cursing Canaan only, okay? And that is why in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 2 to 5, or I think this is verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, "When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it," he's speaking to the Israelites, "and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, and they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire." So the only law in the law of God that has anything to do with not marrying with other groups of people is in this passage, Deuteronomy chapter 7. And he specifically names the seven nations of the Canaanites in the land of Canaan that the Israelites are going to go in to destroy. He says, don't marry with those people. He doesn't say, don't marry with somebody from Ethiopia, or don't marry with somebody from this other nation on the other side of the world. He says, these seven nations, which are extremely wicked, they're committing all kinds of abominations. He says, don't marry these people, okay? Because those are the Canaanites. Those are the descendants of Canaan. But again, the other sons of Ham, the other people who people would today consider like Africans, he doesn't ever put a prohibition on people marrying those people. He says, don't marry these people. And not only that, it has nothing to do with their ethnicity in the first place, because if you pay attention to the words, he says in verse 4 that the reason why he doesn't want the Israelites to marry them is because he said they will turn you away from following the Lord and to serve other gods, right? So what is he saying? He's saying don't marry unsaved people, don't marry heathen, don't marry people who worship false gods, okay? And we'll see that later as we go into more scriptures about that, especially in the New Testament when it teaches that Christians should only marry other believers, okay? But there's no prohibition of marrying people of other nations or other races or other skin colors. The Bible never says anything like that, okay? So first of all, the curse was only put on Canaan. It was not put on all the children of Ham. And besides, it's been so many thousands of years, all the people have been intermingled anyway, so there's no such thing as people who are exclusively of Ham or of Japheth or of Shem. That's just a false idea that there's like three different groups of people or three different races in the world. The Bible never teaches that. So first of all, the curse was only on Canaan. Second of all, the Canaanites were extremely wicked and they served false gods. And so God said to the Israelites, don't marry those people. But he never says don't marry anybody of any other nation. You'll never find a commandment like that in the law of Moses. And in fact, we know that that's not wrong, because in the book of Numbers, Moses marries an Ethiopian woman, and Aaron and Miriam criticize him for marrying an Ethiopian woman, and God doesn't punish Moses, he punishes Aaron and Miriam for criticizing him for it. Notice what it says in Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses. Why? Because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Okay, now, if you know anything about Ethiopia, the people there are black. Okay, so Moses is marrying somebody of what these people today would call a different race, and Moses is being criticized by Aaron and Miriam for doing this, for marrying somebody who is an Ethiopian. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Okay, so in this story, the Bible tells us very clearly that the reason why Aaron and Miriam speak against Moses is because of the fact that he had married an Ethiopian woman. And God says that he is speaking through Moses. Moses is his prophet, and it says the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, against Miriam and Aaron, and he curses Miriam with leprosy. Okay. So he doesn't rebuke Moses for marrying an Ethiopian woman. In fact, he's on Moses' side, and he curses those who are speaking against Moses. Okay, so how can you say it's a sin to marry somebody of another race, supposedly? Which, the concept of race is never even taught in the Bible anyway, okay? And this is something that just baffles me, that people who claim to be Bible-believing Christians will fall into this evolutionist doctrine that there's different races and different groups of people, okay? That idea comes from evolution. That idea comes from people who reject the Bible, people who don't believe the Bible. And oftentimes these people who promote this stupid doctrine of like race mixing being a sin, these people are often neo-Nazis, and they follow, you know, Adolf Hitler, who was somebody who blasphemed Jesus Christ and who didn't believe the Bible and was a complete wicked, evil reprobate. Yet these people will claim to be Christians, and yet they have this idea that doesn't come from the Bible at all, that there's different races. Okay, because what does the Bible say? Acts 17, verse 26, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. So he says, all nations are of one blood. Why? Because everybody is descended from Noah. Okay, Yes, Noah had three different sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, but they're not different races. They're related. They're brothers. Okay, that's stupid to say that they're different groups of people when they are brothers with each other. They have the same father. Okay, everybody's descended from Noah and his wife because they're the people who survived the ark, right, or the flood. It says in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. It says also in Romans chapter 10 that there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, okay? So for people to say that there's a difference between this nation and this ethnicity and this group of people, that's not biblical at all. The Bible says all nations are of one blood. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. It says that you are all one in Christ Jesus. Because what does it matter at the end of the day if somebody looks different than you or somebody has a different nationality or ethnic background? The Bible never prohibits people of different ethnicities or backgrounds or skin colors or whatever from marrying each other. And you can't find a verse in the Bible that says that. In fact, the only prohibition is regarding believers in Jesus, people who are saved, from marrying unbelievers. Okay? It says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39, which is a verse that completely destroys this doctrine of miscegenation being a sin. It says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39, the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. So the Bible says that a woman, if she's not married, or if her husband was dead, so she's a widow, then she is at liberty, meaning she's free, to marry whom she will, okay, who she wants to. And it says only in the Lord. Okay, so a Bible-believing Christian, let's say a Christian woman, should only marry somebody who is in the Lord. Okay, that could be somebody who is of any race, any ethnicity. It doesn't say only in the Lord and only in that woman's ethnicity. No, it says whom she will. Okay, so whoever she wants to, she can be married to. That's what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Okay, so the prohibition in the Bible is being yoked together with unbelievers. Okay, not people of different skin colors. And again, you'll never find this doctrine in the Bible. And most of the time, the people who promote this aren't even Bible-believing Christians anyway. Okay, so if you're watching my videos on this channel, please repent of this false doctrine because it's just foolish. And if you're not saved, because, you know, a lot of the people that promote this are Roman Catholics and these LARPers who will try to pretend like, you know, oh, you know, white nationalism and all that kind of stuff. Most of these people don't even believe the Bible in the first place. So if you're not even saved, get saved first and then you'll understand these things. You'll have the Holy Spirit. But you have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Leave this stupid doctrine behind if you are already saved. And if you're not saved, if you're just some stupid Catholic and who's, you know, promoting this stuff, because most of the time it's Catholic Orthodox kind of people who are promoting this, then, yeah, just get saved first and then you'll understand the things I said in this video. But, yeah, this is not a biblical doctrine at all. And sin is a transgression of the law. So we ought to get our beliefs from the Bible, not from, you know, the Nazi party or some author promoting this kind of stuff who doesn't even believe the Bible or some pagan. Oh, another thing. A lot of people who wrote this stuff are pagans, you know, neo-pagans, people who worship Thor and false gods like that. But you'll never see this teaching in the Bible. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.